This is the closing market report for a Thursday afternoon. Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises is on the phone line. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
Was your gasoline there as cheap as it is here?
Oh, yeah. We don't have the taxes that you have. Yeah, we're down underneath $2.90, I think. We probably got 10 cents less tax or whatever. I don't know. But, yeah, we've been down underneath $3 for a while. And I kind of like that. That's Texas gold. You know, that's all coming out of the Eagle Ford shell fracking down in the south of San Antonio and then the Permian Basin out of Midland, Texas. So Texas is bringing in the dough on this gasoline, and I don't even think we're probably importing anything from the Middle East anymore. It's all coming out of the U.S. And Canada. And, of course, a big reason is, of course, the economy slowing down. You got less people driving and whatnot, and people have better, more fuel-efficient automobiles. But it's nice to not have to spend so much money at the gas pump.
No, it makes a difference. And it's making a difference, I think, worldwide on the energy markets and how things are traded and distribution. And I don't know. I guess we're looking into Congress and talking about the RFS, too. Well, discuss that more in the coming weeks, I know, but it's an interesting happening. And then, of course, tomorrow we get to find out how much corn there might be available to grind for all kinds of things, including ethanol production. But it won't be a small amount, will it?
No. The trade's kind of worked in the $14 billion. Now, the question is it $14.2 or $14.3 or $14.1? And, you know, I guess I just don't know how aggressive USDA will get on their yields. I mean, there is no doubt about it. There's been a steady diet of 200 bushel plus corn all over the Corn Belt. So it does kind of, you know, at least argue for something in the 160 plus range. And then, of course, the next floating object or moving object is actual harvested acres and how much there's any, how much adjustment there is to that, if there are any. I think there's room for some pretty good adjustments on the downside on acreage, but whatever the end of the day is, it's going to be a pretty big crop. But on the flip side of that, demand has improved, or demand prospects have improved significantly, I think, since the September report. We sold 1.7 million tons of corn here last week. USDA's got corn exports at, I think, 1225. My sources around the world tell me that we're probably going to go to 1.5 or better before the year's out. I think you got to look at feed usage going up a couple hundred or maybe 300 million. And I think depending upon how ethanol profits turn out, there's reason to believe that you could have a more ethanol grind. So, you know,
That's about 700 million bar. That's about 700 million bushel.
And that whacks at that big 2.3 billion bushel carryout that everybody wants to talk about.
That puts you down at a 1.5 for a carryout, doesn't it, or something
well,
like
well,
that?
What happens if, you know, the crop comes in at 14 billion and...
Well, even at 14.2.
And then we, you know, but I don't think USDA will make all those demand changes at once. That'll be a gradual situation, but... you know, the old trader's axiom is, you know, you always want to store a big crop or a long crop. And basically the reasoning behind it is the low prices and the big crop will, increase demand. So then toward the end of the marketing year, prices will be higher. Now, whether or not that'll be the case this year or not, I don't know. But I mean, that's what it's shaping up to be. Anyway, is that demand has really picked up in 30 days, and you know you're hearing people shifting producers shifting corn acres to soybean acres in Brazil. So Brazil's going to end up with about 500 million bushel less corn to export, which spells well for our exports further down the road. But the flip side of that, it spells potential trouble for soybeans. If South America goes ahead and has a good crop. Now, we sold another million tons of soybeans this past week, so we're up to 90% of what USDA's got projected on that September report. So, again, I think you'll see USDA bump that up. I think it could go all the way to 1.5, but probably not tomorrow. They're going to have to bump up crush because of feed usage. I think crush export demand will go higher. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, all these big numbers might end up being gobbled up by increased demand, and the report might be, you know, there'll be nothing wildly bullish in it, but I think the surprise is probably maybe on the bullish side because the trade is so bearish this corn.
On that, I think I will let you go, and we'll look forward to the 11 o'clock release tomorrow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He's out of Mandeville, Louisiana, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon. Speaking of the report, if you've gotten a link to our newsletter, then that's probably already in your email already. Don't forget that you can find all the numbers on our website under USDA Reports heading at willag.org, and that you can follow me on Twitter at Commodity Week. I'll try at 11 o'clock to post those numbers as quickly as possible.